Hello, this is the priming file for the chloroform trigger trance. This is going to train your brain so that you go into a hypnotic slumber for 10 to 15 minutes when a rag is intentionally placed over your nose and mouth, simulating inhaling chloroform. You must listen to this recording first. Before this trigger is implanted, you are going to spend a bit of time customizing how and when this trigger will work. You will need a piece of paper to write out your plan before you enter into the trance. You may also type it out on your phone or computer. This trance will not work unless notated down somewhere in writing or text. Let's start by picking the person that you want to pair this trigger with. Let's call this person your guardian. For your own personal safety in mind, it would be best to elect a guardian whom you trust very well. This is your personalized trance. You have the final say on whom you pick. Who do you want to be able to enact this chloroform trigger? Do you realize that this trigger may leave you vulnerable? You may choose multiple people if that is what you want. Ideally, you will not just include everyone. Pick a specific person or group of people whom you trust. Do you want to include yourself? I want to make sure it's recognized before you go into a trance that there is an understanding that there is a difference between lightly brushing a fabric across your face and intentionally holding a piece of fabric over your mouth and nose. If you are concerned about accidentally triggering yourself, should you choose yourself as a guardian, make sure you write down the words with intention to trigger. That way, if you pull a mask up over your face, as long as you don't have the intention to trigger yourself, you will not. Think about the situation. What's the best case scenario that can come out of this? Also, contemplate what is the worst case scenario with the guardian or guardians that you have chosen. Can you communicate with them beforehand to avoid that worst case scenario? How does that factor into your choices? Now we are going to establish a permission sphere, like a bubble or circle. This is where you agree to have the trigger deployed. It can be your home, a specific room, a specific day or time. Perhaps your permission sphere is anywhere in your bedroom during the daytime. Another example would be only in the immediate presence of your guardian, so anywhere in public would be fine, as long as they are with you. Similarly, you can choose a distance presence of your guardian. So as long as you know your guardian is within 30 yards of you on a Tuesday and Wednesday, this trigger will work by anyone. You are picking right now the level of freedom and safety and creativity that you want. If you decline to choose a specific guardian, I would highly suggest that you write down very specific permission sphere restrictions. Do you want this trigger to be tied and anchored to locations, situations, or to certain people? Write that down. I'm going to give a few examples of what different people might choose. Yours may look similar or very different. First example, A person could write down, I only want the trigger to work Friday nights and can only be activated by my friends Kimmy or Alex. Any location is fine, and I trust them completely. This has a time restriction, and it's linked to two guardians who can use the trigger. No one else can. A second example by another person. I only want it to work at my girlfriend's house when I'm wearing high heels, and anyone can trigger me as long as my girlfriend is within the same room as me. And I have talked to my girlfriend very clearly about what I do and do not want, and I trust her to guide the situation. So this example has a location, a set time, a specific item of clothing, and one guardian, but anyone can set off the trigger just as long as the guardian is in the same room. A third example. I only want it to work in my bed at nighttime with a specific pink silk rag, and only works if I've seen my husband within the past 10 minutes. Only he can trigger me, but he does not need to announce that it's him, and it's okay if it's ambiguous who it is. I've talked with my husband, and I want him to be able to surprise me with the trigger. So this third particular format could be used in a scene to simulate a surprise. It's got a set location and time of day, a special rag, and it's paired with being in 10 minutes of seeing her guardian. Each one has a different set of risks and rewards. Now I want you to list out how long do you want to let this trigger last within your mind. Do you want to try this for just a week? Do you want it to fade away when you snap your fingers and say marshmallow? Do you want it to last as long as possible? Choose what you want and write that down. You are to create the situation that will allow your trigger to happen. After you have created your plan, you will continue on to the hypnotic trance to insert the complete customized suggestions into your mind. Take a few minutes. Take as long as you need. Give this lots of detail and lots of forethought. When you have everything written out exactly as you want it, move on to the next audio file.